Not the movies. Was that 8-bit?
I was trying to get like a little MIDI tone. Well, except that's copyrighted, and now we've got Nintendo coming out. Yeah, so we had beef with Macaulay
Culkin. You can have a certain number of seconds, and it's fine. Plus, I'm not sure. I'm just sure to take my dulcet tones.
I'm just saying, let us work our way from Macaulay, and we'll get to Nintendo, but as long as we leave Disney alone, because they'll destroy us.
Hey, Disney had their fair share of lawsuits when they started out, too.
So, welcome back, guys. We are Four Dads. I'm Pete.
I'm Brian.
I'm Neil.
I'm Dave.
Who had a beer in his mouth.
That's where I put them.
It's a good place to put them. Mm-hmm. We are Four Dads, usually reliving the movies of our youth that we remember with nostalgia, but tonight we're doing something different. Dave, what are we doing tonight?
My favorite thing in the whole wide world. Games.
I thought you were going to say football.
Football. Sucker. Now, we're... I have a first-generation Sega Genesis that my parents somehow kept. And it still works.
Wow. That's the biggest thing.
And we have some games. So we're going to try it out tonight and see how it goes. We decided to pick three games. And we're going to...
Answer the three questions.
Answer our three questions and see how it goes. This is new for us, too.
Yeah, this is... embarking on a whole new format right now.
Though, Neil, you had a question before we started you wanted to ask all of us about games in general.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about what your earliest memory was.
Right.
I'll say... Well, here's one. I'll qualify it a bit. This isn't necessarily my earliest, because we had Intellivision, but one of my early fondest was... birthday overnighter parties, and we were trying to beat Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. And there were about 15 of us, and we each had our chance at the title, and it was so hard, and we finally got it.
That's impressive. Satisfying.
And I don't know if I could do that again.
Yeah, I only beat Mike Tyson once, and I stopped playing the game.
I think that's how everybody played that game.
Wow, I've invested way too much time in this.
The Nintendo Switch has the... reboot version of it.
It has the SNES version.
Yeah, but this was not the original.
That's not Mike Tyson's. That's
why can't I get past the third guy on the
Mike Tyson's Punch Out? You have to face Iron Mike at the end, and it's nearly impossible.
Nearly impossible, because he does that tiny little blink right before he comes in for the swoop, and you have to duck it at literally the. You have about a tenth of a second window to hit to tap it right.
Yeah, and it's one shot, one kill with Iron Mike.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
Nice. Hard pass.
My, those days are long gone.
What was your memory of
my
game?
First like taste of it would have to be Super Mario Brothers. I was at a friend's house and they had Super Mario Brothers. But I think the biggest like first memory I have was sitting down with my parents when we first got an NES and like showing them like, hey guys, this is a Nintendo. This is how you play. And I remember them holding the controllers on their laps. And treating it as though it was an arcade.
Keyboard.
So they had their fingers in like that Hunt and Peck look, trying to make Simon Belmont like crack his whip against the baddies.
Like sending a text message.
You're not doing it right.
Hunt and Peck, for people listening, is basically two index fingers, is what it looks like. It's like you're typing, but you'd actually only use the two fingers.
They couldn't figure out, I'm like, no, you have to hold it. I was like, I knew right then, like, they were never going to get it.
Yeah. Dave?
Oh, Brian's shown his age as youthful, because my memory was a Spectrum 128K plus 2, and it was like a keyboard with a tape deck. And there was a guy on the bus that I went to school could sell you like games. All you had to do was get him a blank tape, and he would magically, you know, make you a copy. And at this point, this was like, you know, this is like super developer stuff, although obviously he just had two tape decks that he could like press play on one, press record on the other. My earliest memory, I think, was Paperboy, as you said earlier. I think that was the first game we ever put on the Spectrum.
And Paperboy.
Paperboy, yeah.
Oh, I remember that arcade.
Paperboy, my two memories are Paperboy, Batman, and we could never finish Batman game because I think it was a flaw in that you had to turn over the tape to play it, and it just didn't work.
You had to
turn over the tape. And when you loaded it in, it was like this... And we'd go on for like 10 minutes. You'd have to load it like a tape. Like you'd have to play like a... To play a game, you would have to actually load it every time that you put it in.
Actually, like, listen to Quiet Riot before
And the noise was just... You'd think they could put something in there, but the noise was just terrible.
It like an AOL boot up?
It was an AOL boot up. Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it.
All right.
Screechy.
Now I'm getting there.
So, Paperboy, and then Afterburner. Did anyone ever play that?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the... So, that was probably more advanced. But they're the memories I have, but Paperboy was probably the first one that I ever actually saw.
Mm-hmm. I was in television in Atari 1600... And Commodore 64 is Radar Rat Race, which was on a keyboard. You put the game in the back of the Commodore 64 keyboard, and it was you'd use AWSC.
Yep.
Four-year directionals, and that was it.
That's how I learned to type, starting with just the keyboard
characters. But for Nintendo, no, for Intellivision, was they had this game called B-17 Bomber. It was the first talking game.
Ooh.
Yeah, so instead of just music playing in the background, it would be B-17 Bomber, watch out for flak. And so you'd be flying, and you're like flying over just, it's a scrolling game, and so you're just flying over, and then you're trying to bomb shit. And that was the whole game.
I mean, it's a good point you bring up that with a lot of these games, there are certain sounds that you just hear so often that they just become ingrained with like your your
like gaming the explosion experience. Sound. I can hear it now.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the first game tonight. Hadouken. I mean, everyone did Hadouken. Hadouken.
You have to do the.
Yeah.
Oh, our pizza rolls.
Oh, we have pizza rolls. We're doing it correctly. Yes. Guys, I'm going to go get the pizza rolls.
So the first game we're playing tonight is Street Fighter 2. And we're going to pause for a few minutes and start and play for a little bit. And then we're going to come back and talk about it. And then we're going to do Sonic 2.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a mystery one because we haven't decided yet. Yeah.
We also have some random games. It turns out that, and I know a lot of our listeners are going to be shocked by this, but Brian played weird games.
No one is shocked.
So I found them in the bowels of eBay.
Look at shocked there.
Yeah, like, I see you have your shocked
eye. I
contain
my shock.
Yeah, Dave hasn't moved on the couch yet.
Yeah. So, but we got a big stack of games.
I think we're going to probably end up turning the sound back on at some point. Actually, turn it on right now, just so we can get the audio. Turn it on a little bit.
I'm flipping the switch.
Produced by or under license for. Here we go. There's a Sega thing.
It really works. You aren't kidding.
Capcom.
The original one of that, you had to put your code in there so that you could play the characters in a different color.
God.
Yeah.
This is so amazing.
Eric, white down, A, B, B.
Street Fighter 2.
I'm pretty sure.
Up down, left, A, B, B.
Special champion.
This is the special edition. We didn't have this. I didn't have this.
Well, that was special and a champion.
All right. Well, we are loaded and ready to go with Ryu.
Wait, Ryu was born in 1964?
Oh my God,
does that make him
now?
How old does that make him now?
150 pounds.
There it is.
That's right, his M. Bison's super move was his Superman.
Your head.
Oh my God. Okay, so we're gonna pause this. Alright guys.
Whatever, we're gonna play video games.
Alright, fine. Street Fighter 2.
It holds up.
It holds up.
We gotta figure out the moves though. Like, I'm button mashing.
Apparently, there's no down button.
Yeah, don't believe them. They're lying. They weren't button mashing at all. There was tactics going on. There was hold the corner. These guys knew what they were doing. I feel like they practiced before.
No, that's true. Like, guys.
Once I got Dawson, because that was like I maimed him.
Yeah, you were doing special moves.
The spinny thing, fireball, the headbutt, the screwdriver, the corkscrew.
Corkscrew, something.
You know what? We're going to have a game where you're Dawson against my Chun-Li. Maybe later. Maybe later.
If you're lucky.
Well, I like what he can do with his hands. They go all the way.
Mm-hmm. Look at that reach.
It's kind of ridiculous. Like, looking at, like, how he Honda, like, with his 1,000 slaps.
That was awesome.
There's some really cheap moves.
I just tuck him into a corner and just keep pressing the button.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's one of the things, like, my friend's buddy would do. It would be like, I'm just going to bitch slap you in the corner with the Honda's 1,000 slaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this game totally holds up.
Yeah,
that was a lot of fun. That was a good time.
They don't need to reboot it. I just want to play this one.
Yeah.
They rebooted it many times.
I would like to see modern controllers, because I'm definitely having trouble.
I was fighting the controller more than I was fighting any of you guys.
I think I'm only playing it for 2 seconds. Like, it's, you know, it's not like.
I want more characters too. Like, I was just saying, like, having 8 characters seems a little anemic now.
Oh, now it does, yeah.
Yeah, but remember the first one? You didn't get all the other ones.
Oh, that was tough. That was nice.
You, that, like, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, you didn't have the bosses. So,
mm-hmm.
Nope. You know.
Just saying.
Yeah, no, this is a big step up from Turbo.
The music, the locations, scrolling through the locations.
Yeah, once we got onto those maps, it was like instantly transported back, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's burned into my
memory. The gameplay was good.
And the graphics were fun. Like, I still remember, like, oh, look at, like, you can see the people in the background cheering and stuff. I mean, there was destructible environments.
Yeah, you could break the
pagoda statue. The
statues on Bison's map. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally holds up. What do we want to play next?
Wait, can we do all 3 questions? Is that
no, we have to do all 3 questions. Okay, so it holds up.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it rebooted.
I want to see it rebooted, but like with just more to a little more fluid. But I think they've
would
done
you want
that.
To see an emulator want no, this with like a modern controller?
They've definitely done that. They've done the loads of. You can play Street Fighter 2019, I think. They've done the loads. And the main thing is that you use sticks. They use the like people buy. You can buy like a controller. It's a controller quotes, but it's sticks. Like it's like the arcade stick.
Yeah, it's got a joystick. Yeah, but so all here in the States is a joystick.
I don't think they should reboot these.
The tortina pizza rolls.
The pizza rolls, yeah.
Ooh, I got a twerfer.
We're going through them pretty quick, guys.
I didn't know what it was, but I'm a fan. This is not nostalgia for me. This is just today.
This cardboard and...
I was like, cardboard with pizza sauce and mozzarella, and you're like, yep, that's all I need.
Mm-hmm. 12-year-old me is very happy right now.
Yeah, it's so funny.
So we're off to a great start.
But okay, so kids... Yeah. Would you have the kids play this one?
Yeah, I just don't know.
Be totally fine with the kids playing this.
I think it'd be fine with that. I don't know if they would be like, "Oh, I can't wait to play it," because I feel like once my kids start playing other video games, they might be like, "Why would I go back to this?"
I don't agree with that because I have the Nintendo Switch at the minute, and I have the whatever it's got the retro gaming account thing, and I have Maya who's only 3, and she loves Kirby, loves it.
But
it's
Kirby
the best thing ever.
There's a big difference in terms of what you're doing versus like button mashing.
This would be too complicated for Maya, but I'd say Holly would like it. Holly's 8.
All right.
I think this still has appeal. I think if you still find this entertaining, and you, all 4 of us, play modern games, if you still find this entertaining, an 8-year-old will find this entertaining. I think.
Okay, well, that's true. I mean, this was a lot of fun. And again, we're off to a great start. Like,
I have to say, with the movies, when you bring up nostalgia, it's usually kind of like another word for we're remembering things better than they were.
Yeah.
But that's not the case here. And I can't critique this without my nostalgia. I just love it so much for that. It's overriding.
I can. And this is one of the first games I ever played. This is like the first game we ever had in the house on a Super Nintendo. It was our upgrade from a Spectrum.
Yeah.
That was like arcade quality. This is what like...
For those of you listening at home, a Spectrum is an Irish thing that no one in America knows.
Yeah, I didn't want to point it out, but this is...
We explained this in the intro, did we not?
Did you have to play with the metric system in order to understand it?
You did, yeah. You had to like, you know, don your cap and do a jig before every game, but it was fine. We all got good at it.
I didn't ask if it was like...
We all got good at it. It was fine.
You didn't say that it was run by the leprechauns.
I think it's funny you're holding a USA Mountain Dew while you're asking these questions.
Yeah. I know. So the Mountain Dew I picked up, because normally Code Red was our go-to for like GoldenEye night.
But GoldenEye!
They had Code Red, but I saw this and it's Mountain Dew, Dew SA. It's 3 flavors collide, Code Red, Whiteout, and Voltage. And it's purple, like swamp water. Purple.
It looks like medicine, but unhealthy medicine.
I want one of us to find an old N64 on eBay somewhere. With GoldenEye and 4 controllers, and do the split 4 screen.
Oh, that would be fun. Where everybody's
no odd job, no snow trooper.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do we do Golden Gun?
We've got to do Golden Gun and Giant Head.
Yeah.
That's right.
So like all your shots of paintball streets.
That and NBA Jam with their big old heads.
Oh my God, NBA Jam with a big old head.
Oh.
That was the Dew USA.
Oh God, Dew USA is gross.
Does it taste like freedom?
This is where you want, this to be video.
I feel like this came from Hulk Hogan's jocks.
Grab a pizza roll, quickly. It'll help you.
Oh, gross.
You gotta finish it since you've opened it.
Oh my God, guys, it's awful. You know when you're a kid?
You bought 4 of those.
And you go
and
to
none
like
of
the,
us are gonna jam.
After that reaction.
After that,
I'd have to taste it.
When you guys go to like the fountain soda thing, and you're like, as a kid, you grab your cup and you get like every soda.
We call it a graveyard.
Yeah. You know, like you know, like, that was so good. This is its evil twin.
Okay.
It's like all the flavors, and they
suck. I'm like grabbing these three at a time.
They're very far from you, though.
And you want to wash it down with three flavors in your mouth?
And I'm putting all three in my mouth at once.
Which game are we going to play next?
I want to play Sonic.
Now. Sonic.
Let's do Sonic.
Let's do Sonic. All right.
All right. So what's the outro for playing Sonic?
Oh.
I wasn't a Sega player, so I'm in the lobby.
We should just throw some rings on the table. Ding, 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 ding. And then you had to like fight and scrabble to get that one so that you could still have like one additional hit.
Sonic was a very Sega thing, and Sega was like the nemesis of Nintendo, and I was a Nintendo boy.
Well, listen.
I was too.
I think it says it.
All right. It still
we
works.
Did it. Sonic
Sega!
Two Miles Tails.
All right.
Was that like a movie credit they just did?
Well, yeah. It was like
there's
this.
Your outro.
Oh, this is two-player.
Are you the verses on this?
You can be Tails.
No. Oh, two verses?
Oh, it's a race.
Split screen.
Yeah, whoever gets to the end wins.
Oh, I'm going to have
this. I'm going to have
this.
Hard to look at.
I'm
going to
have this. Oh, my God. Oh, it sounds like
I remember this is when I learned about epilepsy as a kid.
Oh, my God.
See, those are the ring sounds, guys.
We need an older TV to do this. This is too much information.
Can we just watch the computer play for a while? All right.
Well, we'll be right back.
All right, so rings.
Rings. All the rings. All the jumping and bombs and...
It's frenetic and
seizure
kinetic.
Control.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. You guys are too negative.
No, I think it's fun. I think it's a better one-player game than two-player, though.
We didn't try it one-player, though.
We didn't know any of the maps, though, so you're just basically bouncing around the place and trying it. Like, if
I
you knew the maps...
I don't know if knowing the maps would change that for
it
me.
It would, because you'd both be competitive. Like with Street Fighter, we all kind of knew some of the moves, and it made it somewhat kind of, like, you know, competitive. Yeah, whereas this was just like... Bang the button. There's something coming up.
There was definitely something frustrating. Like,
I got stuck by a hill.
Yeah, you're also like, I'm stuck in this
hill. By a very small hill.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Repeatedly.
I feel like you could have jumped over that.
Well,
you just
had to defy physics.
I tried jumping over it. Like, you jump over it.
Tails was not up for it.
No. And isn't Tails supposed to be able to, like, hover?
No, that's from, isn't that Super Mario 2 where he does the spinning
no,
thing?
No, that's the where
no,
he gets
the raccoon. Yeah.
No, Tails in later games is able
right.
to, like, hover. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's Sonic
this
and Knuckles.
This is definitely not one of the later games.
Yeah, he could
games.
Fly. That would be useful
Sonic
for that.
I
could
have
done with the flying power.
So I do think that the Sega Sonic games got better as, like, again, Sega CD, I loved that Sonic game. I feel like every version of Sonic up until Sonic CD got better and better, where it got tighter with the controls, like a little bit more fluid, a little bit more, you know.
I still see the appeal in this, though. One of the issues with this is that we're only, like, you know, rarely scratching the surface of it. I think if you knew the map, I could see the appeal of kind of weaving your way through.
Well, there are hidden areas, too. I think that this game was fine. Like, I think it was fun, like, it was entertaining.
It's fine.
But I don't think I could be like, guys, you know what we need to do? Is we need to play this game for like 3 hours and really crack it wide.
Like, I could definitely see us playing Street Fighter 2 for another hour and a half and have a total blast and getting better at it.
Not about an hour and a half. I could give it another hour.
But that just talks about like whether it's a multiplayer game or a single player game. Like Neil said, I could play that. I could play that all night, I'd say. If you're honest with you, and I would try and like beat my times and I would try and learn the map and get quicker. And mm-hmm. it's a different kind of like, game than Street Fighter. Whereas there's four of us here now, so it's like, well, it'd be the most fun to play
it's more
together.
More of a campaign.
So it holds up. Does it hold up?
But
I'd say it holds up.
This is where the...
Brian's a yes for holding up.
I'm a yes for holding up.
No.
No for Pete.
Nope.
I have a lot less like experience with this. I was more of a Nintendo guy, so I mean.
So was I, but I still think from a game mechanic standpoint that Ted definitely holds up. I like it a lot.
All right, well we might have to revisit.
I just think it was very good.
I can smell the gummy bears.
Sorry. I know we cracked open the gummy bears. I do know that like they've made tons of versions, and basically everyone agrees that when Sonic went to 3D, it went to shit. Like, every Sonic 3D game was garbage.
Well, I wasn't too impressed with this one, and this is...
You own it.
And I own it, and I played it a lot, and I loved it back then, and that's where my nostalgia got in the...
Two yays, an A, and a... What was your game, Neil?
I think it was good.
Did you abstain?
I think it was good.
It was
no,
fine.
I think it was good. I didn't have expectations going into it, honestly. I didn't play a lot of Sonic.
I think I've played it once before, because, again, I wasn't a Sega guy, I was a Nintendo guy.
I think the first one was better than this, honestly. Like, if I remember playing the first one a lot more than this one.
But is that because you know the maps, though? I feel like knowing the maps, map knowledge.
I think.
Literally, I was just pressing, mashing the A button.
No, because what I remember of the first one was more of the story arc, and then it was like, it was new. It wasn't Super Mario. It was like
Sega's answer to Super Mario Brothers, and it came out a little bit afterwards, and it was a little bit more faster paced.
Well, I felt like when we were playing, like what I remember most about Sonic is that when you get in your groove, like you are just zooming and like everything is clicking and you are going at high speed. And I felt like I would hit parts of that in this game and then suddenly be like, oh, but you're at a flat wall now. Or, like, or there's a little lip.
And I'd be that's not the game's fault, though. That's just your lack of experience on the game.
That's because you suck.
That's because I suck.
That's why I hate the game.
So do I.
I'm not amazing at the game right when I pick it up.
But when we review movies, we don't like look at a movie and go, well, I can't see that properly because I have a terrible eyesight. And then critique it based on my terrible eyesight. You critique it on the game's merits. I think the game is very good, even though I'm shit at it.
Well, you're a better person than I am.
Well, maybe we can.
I suspect it.
If we have time at the end of the evening, we'll revisit and we'll watch the single player game and we'll play.
I think it would take longer though than just an evening.
Yeah, we've given it 20 minutes or so.
That's a good point though. I think we might have to re-rank these after we've played a lot of Sega games.
Well, we have it now. So.
We have them too. Right. What are we playing? Guys,
so there's nothing final. Two. We're not like saying like.
All right. So what are we gonna play next? I think this is a Brian.
Skipping the questions. Question number two.
Would I reboot this? No, I would not.
I would 100%. Yeah.
I want the Sega CD. Like, I want the next gen with like.
And I think it's perfectly fine for the kids to play.
Do some cell shading.
He's just buying at the questions.
Yeah, just throw the kids at it. Whatever.
I prepared you for an hour. Here, take this.
I mean, these kind of racing games are fun, and these are good characters. So. Yeah.
Pete's a no. I'm a yes. Neil is a yes, and Brian is a.
You guys are all dumb.
You're all wrong. And Sega that made about 600 of these, they were also wrong, and they made loads of money off it. And all the millions of people that played it, you're all wrong.
Literally, they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't they just have a Sonic the Hedgehog movie that apparently did pretty well?
It was. Was it Jim Carrey, the bad guy in that?
Robotnik.
Yeah, he was.
And who was the...
Was it Scott Marsden or something like that?
No, I thought it was like... Ryan
Seacrest?
No.
Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
I thought it was Ryan Reynolds played Sonic.
Pikachu.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah. Missed opportunity.
He did it
much better.
I did watch the cartoon of this, actually.
I watched the cartoon of this a lot.
Didn't they have a breakfast cereal, too?
I think they did.
I think it's actually the cartoon is on either Netflix or Amazon Prime. And I tried having the kids watch it, and they loved it.
Yeah.
And then they got bored pretty easily.
Yeah, it sounds like.
I have no problem with the kids playing this.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm sure they get a kick out of it. It's easy for them to play.
Just make sure that your kid doesn't have a seizure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're 10 out of 12.
Epilepsy would be bad.
Split screen games, that's a throwback in itself.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, so, Brian, what are we doing next?
All right, so we're pulling off from the Brian Archives Cyborg Justice.
No idea what that is.
Okay. And I have a feeling a lot of listeners would be like, what? So, Cyborg Justice is in the future.
Is it Justices?
No, just Justice.
Is. Justice is. Okay, Cyborg Justices.
Justice is a game, about cyborgs basically wrecking other cyborgs and cannibalizing them to beat up everything.
This sounds interesting.
Your pitch for this was great, because how do they cannibalize?
It's a side-scrolling, like Double Dragon, but as you're fighting, you can do a move where you grab your opponent's arm, rip it off, and you can either throw it at them, or like put it to replace your missing arm, or replace your arm, and they have like buzzsaw arms.
Can you make
arms.
Multiple arms?
Yes.
That's where I was sold on this
you
game.
Only can,
that's why I
but you can have buzzsaw, flamethrower, laser, yes. And then you can take their legs, and then you can grab their torso, and then crush it to give yourself more life.
Yes, let's do it.
So
let's
we're basically going to fight guys and rip robots to
All right, fire it up.
I'm sold.
We have to listen. Is there any sound at the beginning? We're going to leave this live.
And this now I can finally see if I can leave a good review on the eBay.
The eBay?
The eBay.
The eBay.
All right, it's locked.
And it's on.
Something's happening.
And Hanshou on Chin.
And nothing.
Did I push it in all the way?
Did you blow on the cartridge? Used to work.
We're waiting. All right.
Don't break the Genesis. This is a great game, Brian.
Well, you know, it's very nuanced. It's game noir.
So again, this is a podcast. What we're seeing is a blank screen.
This is no good.
Sad panda.
Oh no! Hold on.
Did you get this on eBay? Is there a chip in there?
Let's make sure.
Blow on the cartridge.
It's just a sticker on the cartridge.
That's right. The whole thing.
Yeah. Are you playing the harmonica?
Come on, Bob Dylan.
Cradle the satchel. All
right.
Gently. It's unanimous.
The silence is deafening.
There's a lot of breath.
It was too good to be true.
No.
What did you say? The brightest stars burn the quickest?
No. The guy said it would work.
But it doesn't.
Oh, yes!
How did that work?
You just gotta believe.
I'm totally having a moment of nostalgia right now. Because this happened all the time.
Yes, it's really working.
Oh my god.
And it's awesome.
Oh my god.
One of the developers had a bass guitar.
This is
100%.
Amazing.
Well, we're getting an opening
sequence here.
So your plane, your ship crashes on a planet.
Is it co-op?
Yeah, it's two player.
Ooh. Alright, we're just gonna let this one run. We're just gonna record this.
And now there's like a heartbeat. Oh, flat line. Wait.
This is way too much storyline for me.
Oh, it becomes like one of those Moog waves, like from a synth.
Subject: human male. I'm a human male. Loss of all
physical function. Condition. Loss of all function.
Mental condition intact.
He's just a brain.
Procedure: memory erasure and transplant.
Bastards.
Ooh. It's just like RoboCop.
It is. Organics access, organic systems, locomotion. Connecting locomotion and sensory, organic connections complete. Unit 127 activated.
All right. Well, there's a t-shirt right there.
Unit 127 activated. I would wear that shirt.
That's a
deep cut. Oh, it's erasing our memory, guys.
Oh, no, we waited a long time. Don't erase the rank memory.
Johnny Five is alive.
Error. There's a lot of errors.
It's just like when we started the game.
Yeah.
Perhaps it...
Yeah.
So basically, you turn into a cyborg and you refuse to comply.
Seek and destroy. Okay. So now do I hit start? Pew pew. Pew pew.
Ooh. Oh, right. Yeah, this is rad.
This looks like a porn.
Alright.
It's just bass guitar.
Honestly, the soundtrack is definitely...
It's side scrolling beat 'em up, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Let's crack into it.
Okay, let's crack into it.
All right.
Cyborg justice.
Is that what it was?
I mean, it was pretty much like how the game went. Boy, talk about a steep learning curve.
So Brian had to look up the controls on the interwebs.
Yeah.
And it was still not helpful to me.
So it's an ambitious game where there are tons of moves, but like the game is relentless. Like you need to make sure that you dodge all the enemy attacks and the missiles across the screen and buzzsaws.
And then learning how to jump over canyons.
This right. is the first Dark Souls. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I mean, I really
enjoyed
it. Dark Souls
doesn't give you an easy mode, does it?
But
Dark Souls, you could just, that was it.
Drop down to easy mode in order to play this
extra
game.
Lives. Yeah. But I mean, I was really enjoying it and bringing back the nostalgia. But
you got pretty good at it.
The problem is that the sensitivity, like we're used to, like when I press forward, I want him to go forward, and this is like forward, and then he moves forward.
a little bit.
Like, all right, I think like they were really squeezing a lot out of three buttons and a D-pad. I would like this with six buttons and a D-pad, and then I think it'd be top drawer. And some sticks.
I think once you got the controls down, it'd be fine though. Like once you knew what the exact controls are for picking stuff up, we were so.
I wonder if you could engineer like an Xbox controller onto a console like this.
You know you could.
What would all the buttons? Well, that's true because you could have one button that does a double jump.
But it's mappable.
A button that rips torsos.
It's just whatever the input for the A button is here.
No, but like the combination of like forward A, down C, slightly up jump left would be, you know, like your
Right. There's like
that bumper.
There's something like 15 moves you can make.
But would that be in the spirit of the game, really? Now?
We would enjoy it more.
You keyboard it in and we could just press win. So watch him just rip all the
air. Dave has something against keyboard players.
Yeah, well, against keyboard players. I don't know if it was keyboard players if I had a keyboard. It's like, don't event against, you know, someone in a fight. If you both have knives, that's fine.
But if you got a gun.
Yeah. So I think what you're getting at is this game could easily be rebooted.
Yes. I think this would be an amazing...
Did this game hold up for you? Yeah.
It held up for me, but I the whole time I'm like, I used to be able to take my buzzsaw arm and carve a computer player to pieces and then salvage the pieces. And this one I'm like, I keep kicking. I don't want to kick. Why am I kicking? So it's a little frustrating because I remember being good.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like that's the whole point in any kind of skill curve. The whole is like that has to be earned. So right. Like you're remembering how good you were when you were playing it a decent amount, and now you're
26
and now you're hit with 10 minutes in, and it's like this is harder than I remember. But that's all good things.
Well, though. That's true.
It's like me playing soccer.
I would love for this to be rebooted. I know we're going hockey. All over the place, but it held up for me. You guys.
There's nothing to compare it to except for this was my first time ever playing it. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
It's a really cool idea.
Yeah, a really cool idea.
But again, I don't think now I could play this game and be like, let's play this game and beat it and play it for like 5 hours straight. I'd be like, all right. There's a lot of sameness.
It's really hard to now be in a world where the games are just so much more immersive. And, you know, there's these big story arcs, and you have cut scenes and cinematics with real actors in it and just all sorts of crazy stuff.
I disagree. I still find that gameplay quite addictive. I want to go back now.
But could you sit and watch it? Like, would you sit here for like 3 hours straight as we, like, try to, like, get...
I was already on my phone.
I would sit and play it. But, yeah. But that's video games in general.
True.
Video games are not a passive medium for me. Like,
that is...
I find a lot of video games hard to watch. Like, some of the Dead by Daylight stuff's very good when you're watching it. It's small doses. I don't know if I could watch like 4 hours of Dead by Daylight or any game.
That's a good point.
Like, I think I could
play this for a while, but I don't think like it would be like, guys, let's all get together, let's get pizza rolls, and let's do Cyborg Justice.
I think with two you would, though. I think like it's hard to watch like because it's not that entertaining because the graphics aren't that advanced. But if you came to me and said, we're just going to sit down and we're going to finish this game, I would do that. I would spend the evening doing that.
I'm wondering if we could, you know, find some titles that we all remember playing, like some of the big titles of Sega, or even just, you know,
I guess that's Superstar Soccer.
Superstar Soccer, but like, or like
Mutant
Golden
League.
Finding Golden Eye
sure.
somewhere.
Goal
like,
sure.
like
oh,
I could, yeah. it would be
need
worth it.
Nintendo for that. Thing.
I had it. I had
an N64. N64.
Yeah, later, maybe.
Oh, I did, but I donated it to a children's hospital.
Oh.
And what did they do with it?
They probably
sold it which for Fortnite money.
Because it was in like
do you remember which
2005.
Which do you remember
so
which
they
one?
Probably were like, oh, thanks. And then it just sat in a corner as everyone played the PlayStation 4.
I think GoldenEye, actually, the split screen 4 could be very fun.
We'll keep that
or
in mind.
Halo.
The original.
Oh, Halo.
Original Halo.
Original Halo, Also the N64, I believe.
Blue Team, Red Team.
Oh, no, on the Xbox. What are we talking
about? Yeah,
I think
they have the anniversary edition. We can play, like, updated Halo.
But, you know, something like on...
that would not be in the...
Sega Dreamcast, playing Tony Hawk, for me, was, like, one of those games that I remember hours and hours and hours in the early 2000s in my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Just... It was right around the same time
as unlocking characters.
GoldenEye came out. Yeah,
the Switch. That's
before you had to pay for stuff to get cool skins.
You just have to
play it a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, the better games let you do that too. If you're dedicated enough, you get like some of the cooler skins.
Yeah. But,
And one thing about this game: are there saves, or are you just like the further you get it? So I think this will get really exciting if you get like a deep run going on this game.
So this was again back in the day when they were like, you have to. Well, they couldn't do save because you need to have like a memory chip. In fact, that was a problem with the Zelda Gold system, because you could save in Zelda, but over time that battery would die and it wouldn't hold your save anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that sucked. I found that out. But with this, like,
bitter tears.
He's still upset about
they
that.
They made it so that, like, you're right. Like, if you played this and you got good enough, you had to survive on your continues.
Yeah, but they had some good mechanics for that. Like, you could take the torso and get a whole health bar back. Like, once you started figuring that out, I'd say you could game this.
Well, that's what I used to do. But you gotta
find
the
niches.
Good.
There was a Nintendo Power magazine. Was there a thing like that for Genesis?
I don't know.
There was Game Informer. We had Game Informer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Or Game Pro, where it would give you ratings and things like that. I found that Nintendo Power was full of shit.
Wait, how so?
Well, because I remember I had GamePro, and they had one game. They're like, this game is garbage. And then Nintendo Power's like, this is the best game of the month, man. Oh,
the reviews.
Yeah,
for the old NES. So on Switch, do they have like Metroid and Kid Icarus? And
they have.
Yes, Metroid just came out, like right now. The first one.
Mm-hmm. Metroid was hard.
Did you ever remember Kid Icarus?
Yeah.
Vaguely.
I remember reading the magazines over and over and over again before the game came out because there's no other way of getting information. Yeah. So, but you kept
figure
reading
out the
same.
To figure out the math.
You kept reading the same article as if you would find maps. More something else that something, you missed the first
you
could, time.
You know, like, still. I mean, and sometimes you did.
I liked it when they would give like codes, like, "Hey, this is like you know a secret code, there's like the blood code."
Well, yeah. That's what I was it's thinking about because I would go looking for the Nintendo Power on this game right away because there's so many moves that you have to remember.
Well, and they're all in the instructions, which of course I don't have. But I think the drawback to this game is that it was very, very, like, advanced at the time, but now it's frustrating because like. Why do I have to keep pressing all these like slow buttons to make something happen?
I didn't find the controls too bad, and I think sometimes the cumbersomeness of the controls can add to it. Like the first Resident Evil, like you couldn't walk and shoot, right? So you had to like make your decision: do I face the zombie and just stand still with my gun, or do I start backing away? I know, but that added to the tension. It's like, you know, there's
I remember the first time you went through
mechanic.
That door upstairs when you first go in the building, the very first scene of Resident Evil. You end up going the stairs. You get the book on the left, in the study on the left, and you go up the stairs. You walk through that first door to the long hallway, and then that dog jumps out of the window. And the first time it ever happened, like we're all it's dark. And there's like two of my friends. We're all like we're taking turns playing it together, and it's the first time someone goes through. And everyone's like, ah!
So that brings up a good point. What was your first jump scare in a game? Was that your
might
first?
That might have been it.
I had a weird one that because I was playing at night, I had to have the sound off so no one else would hear. And I looked away from the screen, and I was playing a Lara Croft game. And I turned back to the screen, and there was a dinosaur taking up the entirety of the screen. I nearly fell out of my chair, just like. It wasn't meant to be a jump screen, but it was a combination of no sound.
And a fucking dinosaur.
And it was dark because it was at night. I wasn't supposed to be playing, so it was like. But I think for me, Resident Evil.
That first one, walking through the door, and the dog jumping through that window.
Yeah.
It was definitely like that. Ah, fuck!
That was a different kind of game.
Your movement
scary,
was so terrible. It was a very much kind of one of
the.
But
it was a different kind of game. Like this was that was like you know, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider came up a little bit before that, and you were solving jump puzzles and key puzzles.
It wasn't
and all
meant
that.
To be scary.
But then Resident Evil was like, yeah, we'll take Lara Croft, but then we'll add zombies.
Oh, yeah. Resident Evil
was so cinematic.
It was
yeah.
Very
yeah.
cinematic.
Yeah.
The reboot, like for the GameCube, where they made it like next gen graphics, was really cool and freaky.
I have a very odd memory of playing Resident Evil. I don't know if it was one or two, but there was a code on a door. That you get the code from somewhere else, you know, you get it from
as you do.
Yeah,
it's just piece of paper under the computer screen.
Yeah, okay. But I didn't get that. And I still was able to unlock it just by looking at it and going.
Yeah,
and I have a really weird memory of that, and I don't know why that happened, or was it like such a combination there was only three numbers or something? But I remember looking at it and going, I know the number, and I just did the number.
I kind of vaguely remember that too. We were like, oh, dude, anyone remember this? No, just put
one,
a number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No, but it was something like it was. I would have to look that up actually, because there must be a reason for that, because there's no way I just looked at like a 4-digit key code and went, I bet it's this.
I guarantee they did it like, well, we can make it where if you find it, great, but if not, you don't have to backtrack halfway through what you already did and just.
Except some of the games you do.
Yeah. My first jump scare, though, like, Resident Evil was great, but it goes all the way back to the Apple IIe that my parents had in a game called Transylvania. It was a HyperCard game where, like, you had to... Basically, like, a princess being kidnapped by Dracula, and you have to go rescue her. So you have to go through, like, this town, but at any point, a werewolf would show up. So as you're going through at night, all of a sudden, if you got to a tile that had... And it would... show you like your HyperCard, it would show you like your scene, and then all of a sudden the outline of the werewolf would show up and slowly fill in the details. Ooh. And then you had to quickly pick a direction, and if you picked the same direction that the werewolf picked, he ate you. So you'd be playing, all of a sudden it would be like the screen would freeze and you'd see like the werewolf like creepy shadow show up, and you'd have to like immediately run away. And this was like shitty graphics, like
maybe I'm thinking back to like when I first played Doom on PC.
Oh,
like
yeah. Some of
those,
demon.
Some of those,
I actually had the same thought. It wasn't a jump scare like Resident Evil, but it definitely had
like
an immersive
anxiety kind of like, oh,
made
shit.
You feel like you were in hell.
Yeah.
I remember playing that with like the lights off, and you're right, like you hear the demons and like, oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah, it was good.
So, guys, this was fun tonight.
Wait, hold up. Would we? You are just.
We did it. No, we did it. We talked about it.
Okay, but we didn't do. Would you reboot it?
Oh, we in the beginning. We definitely.
100%
Cyborg Justice needs like a.
This concept's very good.
And we did talk about the kids. We already.
Yeah.
We talked about the kids on
this. They would hate that game, though. I feel like it would be.
For this game, we already did.
The kids would hate Cyborg Justice because it's so frustrating.
But I would be totally.
I mean, they could play it. I just feel like they're gonna.
I feel like any Genesis game, compared to anything that they've already seen on the Disney Channel, they'd be fine with this.
Yeah,
no, there's
robots skating up on each other.
Anything like that.
Very tame.
Oh, from that point of view, absolutely. Yeah,
but it's totally appropriate. My problem, my kids don't play any video games, so this would be like, hey guys, go play. They put it in and be like, nope.
right now, the only game my kids play is Prodigy on the iPad, which is all math games. Just cast spells and.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Although we just discovered today, people can send them friend requests on this thing.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so you might want to check that out.
I will check that out.
And he had like 9 friends. I'm like, do you know any of these people? He's like, no.
No.
Delete.
He ain't gonna.
So anyways, back to movies next week.
All right, guys. Yeah, back to regular broadcast
schedule. So we had 2 ideas, but I think we settled on
The big T.
The
palate cleanser.
Well,
yeah, after the last
one. Yeah,
this won't be boiled, will it? I've been fooled before.
Well... you never know.
I mean, I love Biodome.
Biodome, yeah.
So
we're watching Biodome 2.
Oh god. Chernobyl.
Oh man, no, we're gonna watch Tommy Boy.
Ooh, Chris Farley.
Chris Farley at his peak Farley.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead. This is probably.
Well, he did like 3 movies, really, and then he did Wagons West, and then he died. Wagons East.
So he did Tommy Boy. Black Sheep, Beverly Hills Ninja,
and then Wagons East.
And then Wagons East. That was it.
And then he died. He was gonna do Shrek, and apparently,
oh yeah,
there was like a whole lot of like sound. Like he did a whole
lot of
Shrek.
I've seen some of the rough animation of it with his voice in it.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
And apparently, like it was gonna be this really dark, well, not dark, but like he had a soulful kind of sad tone to it. You know about.
Well, with Chris very self-deprecating. It was kind of his humor.
So,
but Tommy Boy, I think you're going to love it, Dave.
Good, I'm excited.
But you've never seen it.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Richard.
It's quotable.
It's very quotable.
So was Biodome.
I can't think of a single quote of Biodome other than Nonstop Marana song and Thomas Numbers.
So what you're saying is... Anyways, so that's it for us. Send us an email at dadsmovienight@gmail.com. We are checking it. Brian is checking it.
Regularly now.
Ish.
Every 10 minutes.
Well,
we got a lot of spam mail offering people wanting to collaborate with us. One person said that Sexy Time Now will help you long time if you act right now, click this link.
Wow.
So can I borrow your computer, Pete?
Yeah. Your credit card.
I already clicked the link. And it was great. Anything else? Finally, parting words?
I can't wait to do this again. We have more games.
We have more games to do.
Oh, you know what? Great people, if you have some game from Sega Genesis that you remember fondly, post it on the Facebook or an email, and we'll see if we can get a hold of a copy.
Not even the Genesis, in case something, you know, in case we can get a hold of it.
Then we have to
machine.
Get like an NES.
I want to do that. So okay, there. So I want to get Duck Hunt. The one with the gun.
I was gonna say that and the Power Glove. Like,
cool
toys.
I would totally do that.
Wait,
yeah, I suppose especially on the Genesis.
All right, guys, that's it for us. We will see you next week.
No, we're gonna speed it up. Okay. Really? I can go faster.
That's what she said. Awkward.
Sega!